One of the most interesting yet not clearly understood parts of the new farm bill is the conversion of cotton base acres to generic base acres and what that means for peanut growers. Dr. Marshall Lamb with the USDA Agricultural Research Service National Peanut Research Laboratory discussed concerns about that during the Southern Peanut Growers Conference.
Well, within the new farm bill, we can convert generic cotton base into one of the covered program commodities, peanuts being one of them. And when that came about, a lot of growers started becoming more interested in possibly expanding their peanut production to get the generic base payments from the cotton into peanuts, because you have to plant the generic base in order to receive the payments. Well, we started talking about that, and I knew that it was a mistake. A lot of the people in the industry knew it was a mistake. Two reasons. One, we're oversupplied right now, and we need to get supply and demand back in balance. And more importantly, we're making yields that we've never made in peanut production, and rotation is a part of that. And so that's why it's another mistake. Also, when you look at the fact that you have to produce the peanuts, when prices are low, you might get a higher payment from the additional generic acres, but you're going to lose it producing the peanuts. When prices are high, you won't get any of the payments, but yet you might make money producing the peanuts.
Beyond that, Lamb notes that the full details on the program have yet to be finalized.
The regulations on this bill are still forthcoming, and how those regulations come down to FSA and then ultimately to the farmers will dictate a lot of these decisions.
George Lovett with Lovett and Rushing Peanut Brokerage Company says with commodity prices down and acreage up, peanut growers need to think carefully about what to plant and how to market it.
The important thing for the peanut growers to understand is that we live in a competitive environment, and as cotton and soybeans and corn are weak, necessarily peanuts will be weak as well. And the number I want them to pay attention to is what's their bottom line so that they make sound decisions, profitable decisions, and hopefully keep us from oversupplying the market.
And according to USDA, acreage is up this year?
Yes, acres is up 23%. And the question is it driven by the new farm bill or is it driven by the market? I hope it's the market.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.